Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for March 26th through April 1st, 2011. Israeli attacks continue to target Palestinians, 3 killed this week. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority is still working to seek a UN recognition of Palestinian state on 1967 borders. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank with Federica Kolstrom.
Three villagers were injured on Friday by Israeli troops as the forcible suppressed weekly anti-wall protests in several locations across the West Bank. This week, protests were reported in Bilin and Nilin villages in central West Bank, as well as Al-Masara in the south. Protesters on Friday commemorated Palestinian Land Day. The first Land Day was held in 1976, when Palestinians inside Israeli organized massive popular protests in response to an Israeli government plan to appropriate large tracts of Arab and land in the Galilee for security and settlements. Israeli police gunfire on that day left 6 Palestinians dead. In the village of Bilin, where anti-wall protests have been organized for the past 6 years, 3 men were injured when Israeli troops fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at protesters. After the midday prayers in the local mosque finished, villagers were joined by international and Israeli peace activists. Villagers were joined by international and Israeli peace activists and marched up to the gate of the wall, separating villagers from their lands. Troops stationed there opened fire at protesters, injuring 3. The men sustained injuries when soldiers fired tear gas canisters directly at them. Many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. The nearby village of Nilin held a similar protest on Friday. After conducting the Friday prayers on lands near the wall, villagers and their supporters marched up to the gate of the wall, separating local farmers from the land. Israeli troops used tear gas and sound bombs to force people back. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the southern West Bank, village of Al-Masara near Bethlehem, Israeli troops used tear gas to suppress the weekly protest against the wall. Local politicians, along with Israeli and international supporters, joined the villagers after the midday prayer and marched to the lands where Israeli is building the wall. Troops fired tear gas to force people back into the village. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. On Wednesday, March 30th, Palestinians all over the world marked the 35th anniversary of Land Day, which commemorates the effort to defend Palestinian land through wide public participation in nonviolent marches, strikes, and demonstrations. In Israel, Palestinians organized a main rally in the Arab town of Araba in the Galilee and was joined by villagers from Deir Hana and Sakhnin. Marches were also reported in the Bedouin village of Al-Araqib in Negev, which Israel has demolished 21 times and still refuses to recognize. Rallies were also reported in major West Bank cities, including Bethlehem and Ramallah, where protesters connected their efforts with a call to end the division between Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas and forge national unity in the face of the Israeli occupation. Ramallah protesters were stopped by Palestinian security forces from reaching the illegal Beit Eil settlement. Rallies in Gaza were suppressed by the Hamas government, which drew condemnation from the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine. For IMEMC.org, this is Fredrika Kjellström.
The Palestinian Authority is determined to ask for UN recognition of a Palestinian state on 1967 borders, while Israel attempts to thwart a European initiative to restart stalled Palestinian-Israeli peace process. IMEMC's Ramel Megari has more.
France, Germany and the UK are set to launch a new initiative aimed at restarting stalled Palestinian-Israeli peace talks. The new proposal would honor a two-state solution that is based on land swap between Israel and the PA, with Jerusalem as the capital of the two states. In an interview with Man News Agency, envoy of the Quartet Committee for Middle East Peace, Tony Blair said that Western countries should consider a solution that would accept the Palestinians as a whole entity, Gaza and the West Bank. Blair's remarks came following a meeting with PA's official Nabil Shaath, in which the two sides discussed possible chances for peace ahead of the Quartet's meeting later this month. Meanwhile, Israel dispatched a senior advisor for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Russia in an attempt to convince Russia of not agreeing to the initiative of the three said EU countries. Such a development comes as the Palestinian Authority's official Nabil Shaath confirmed that the PA is set to garner UN backing to a Palestinian state within 1967 borders by September of this year. Shaath maintained that other options are likely, including proposing a two-ethnicity state that would give equal rights of its citizens, including Palestinians and Israelis. At the internal Palestinian level, the Gaza-based Fatah official Ashraf Juma said this week that PA President Mahmoud Abbas will visit Egypt next week upon an invitation from Egyptian Foreign Minister Nabil Al Arabi. Juma asserted that Abbas is still committed to ending Palestinian political division through setting up a new technocrat cabinet that would prepare for general legislative and presidential elections in a period of 6 months. In Gaza, Hamas has yet to accept Abbas's invitation, calling for a new round of dialogue between Hamas and Fatah to come out with an agreement over outstanding issues. Both Hamas and Fatah have been split over political agendas. Abbas honors peace negotiations with Israel, while Hamas shuns such talks until Israel ends occupation of West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
Israeli attacks targeting Palestinian communities left 3 dead and more than 100 arrested this week. IMEMC's Sukari Barhizia has the details.
Israeli attacks claimed the lives of 3 residents of the Gaza Strip this week. All 3 individuals were members of the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Furthermore, a number of civilians were injured during the attacks, and damage was reported to the shipbuilding in the northern Gaza Strip, 2 schools, and 30 homes. In the West Bank, hundreds were detained this week, and several injured in attacks by both the Israeli military and settlers. On Monday, 7 adults and 7 children were detained during pre-dawn raids in the town of Bet Amar, southern West Bank. The military claims that they were conducting searches for a group that threw stones at settlers last week. The Israeli military invaded the village of Oria, northern West Bank, also Monday, and detained dozens of residents. The event follows the murders of 5 members of a family in the nearby settlement of Itamar. On Tuesday, 60 residents of the village of Awarta, also northern West Bank, were detained and forced to give DNA samples to the Israeli military, also in conjunction with the murders in Itamar. Awarta has been placed under several curfews since the murders, and over 100 people have been detained, despite any evidence given by the civil administration of Palestinian involvement. The Israeli military demolished 12 tents also Tuesday belonging to Bedouin families in the South Hebron Hills region of the West Bank. During the attack, 7 persons were beaten. The tents house the 12 families that live in Kirbat Umnir, a small community of Bedouin farmers and their livestock. Finally, on Tuesday, 3 families from the Jordan Valley have been served eviction notices by the Israeli military. The families live in the Wadi Sambra area and were informed that if they did not leave their land within 3 days, the military would demolish their tents and any structures. A Palestinian woman was attacked on Wednesday at night by a group of Israeli settlers while she was driving her car on the Bir Zeit Road near Jalazun refugee camp in the central West Bank district of Ramallah. The injured woman was evacuated to the Red Crescent Hospital in Ramallah to receive medical treatment after being assaulted by settlers who hurled stones at her and attacked her with batons. On Thursday, the Israeli military abducted 6 civilians, including 2 legislators from the Hamas movement. The detentions occurred in the West Bank cities of Hebron and Ramallah. Near the northern West Bank city of Jenin, also Thursday, settlers threw stones at a number of Palestinian cars. Several residents were injured during the attacks, and damage to vehicles was reported. For IMEMC, this is Sakari Pahizia.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Iqbal Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Jason Talhami and Hassam Kassis.